All right. How y'all doing this evening? And hopefully everybody's having a blessed filled day. And you already know, like I say, if you're not God, it's still God through it all. Woo! Hopefully everybody had a blessed filled day today. Today was an awesome, blessed filled day. All I can say is I am truly living a saint living because, I mean, I thank God every single time I wake up in the morning, during the daytime. He's just so awesome. When you find God, you find peace, you find love, you find happiness. And today's topic is definitely one that is true and dear to my heart because, I mean, we are all sinners saved by grace. And I am truly one of them. Overcoming sin. That is the topic of today, overcoming sin. And I know we all, I'm not the only one who can testify to this. We have all went through some type of situation in our life where we have felt anger, jealous at one point in time, depending on the situation, fear, and bitterness, rage, and just, you know, even violence. So it's just, this is definitely true to my heart because I have, you know, several people that we all have different people that we surround ourselves by. But I've definitely been talking to someone who is going through situations. And, you know, everybody goes through different situations. It's just how we handle each one of the situations. Now, anger, jealousy, fear, bitterness, are all emotions that plague the human heart. As a result, our relationships suffer, our nights are sleepless, we become unhappy, tense, anxious, and straight up miserable. Now, I know I can get an amen on that one because I am not alone when it comes to those feelings. And this is, I mean, even any counselor can tell you about this because that's how stuff really happens. That's how people really feel. They feel angry, jealous. They're plagued with fear and bitterness. But if you have had feelings, as I described just now, don't give up. Don't give up. You may feel your situations are insurmountable. And what I mean by insurmountable means too great to be overcome. So you might feel they're insurmountable, but I'm here to tell you that is not true. You're not alone. You're not the only one who's went through it, and you're not the only one who's going to be, you know, going to overcome it. But what we can do as one another is to help one another out when it comes to these situations. What I mean, help one another out, just like the Bible teaches us, you know, to help one another out, to love thy neighbor and thy brother. Others have gone through similar struggles and won their battles. You can experience true freedom if you are willing to deal with the heart of the problem. I myself have my own testimonies of anger, fear, bitterness that I've overcame. Now, pride, anger, and denial separate people from solutions and comfort with what they long for. But by seeking God's answer, the most complex problems can be solved once and for all. And that is so because one thing I know for sure is that we can't walk around with a chip on our shoulder. We can't walk around holding grudges towards, you know, anyone who has either wronged you, who might have lied to you, who might have, you know, used violence towards you. It's no sense in holding, you know, the anger that you have for that person or that hatred you might have for that person because you're not going to be able to fully move on in your life because it's going to always be there if you don't try to get to the root of the problem, the core of the problem, and so you can overcome that. One thing I can say is by seeking God's answers, you will gain wisdom, comfort, joy instead of anger. You will find peace in the midst of your stress and experience a love that eliminates fear. The origin of all the problems stems from family, finances, career, and relationships, which can all be traced back to a single source: life dominating sin. Now, no human remedy can cure this now, but everyone can find victory over sin in the Word of God. And that is so the truth. In the Word of God, we can definitely find victory. We can find peace. We can find happiness. We can find our joy again. Now, Ephesians chapter 4:31 speaks on, you know, bitterness, rage, and anger. And it's so important that we learn to let go of all of this, because it's no sense in us, you know, dealing with holding on to the anger and stuff instead of letting go. So Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you, with all malice, and be kind, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God forgave Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Now, that's one thing I can say. Christ, God, he was crucified, he was lied on, spit on, beaten, and he still forgave them. He still was a forgiving, he's just an awesome God. He's a forgiving God. So if he can forgive, why can't we forgive? What makes it so difficult for us to forgive? That's where our pride and our ego comes into play. We cannot be like that. It's not healthy. Number one, it's not healthy. Definitely not healthy. And that's one thing I want everyone to be able to be happy, to be able to find that joy, that peace. Now, to see your sin is very disturbing. That's one thing I can say. To see your own self, when I say your sin, to see your own self as how you truly are, how you truly look to other people, it is disturbing. If you fight what you discover, you're not going to, you know, get to where you need to be when it comes to dealing with all the rage and anger and the bitterness. However, if you admit wrongdoing and seek help from God, the result is not guilt, but overwhelming sense of forgiveness, cleansing, renewal, and peace. I'm going to say that again now. If you admit wrongdoing and you seek help from God, the result is not guilt. It won't be guilt. That guilt will be washed away. You will have no guilt left no more. But you will have an overwhelming sense of forgiveness, cleansing, renewal, and peace. And that's all the truth. God, that's why he said, lay all your burdens down. When you lay all your burdens down, God will pick them up and put them on his shoulders. He will carry your burdens for you. He will remove all that guilt that you've been carrying for years, all that sense of anger, that bitterness, that resentfulness. He will remove all of it. But what the first thing you have to do, you have to seek help from God. And if you seek help from God, oh, yeah, you will definitely find your happy place again. Now, God shakes and transforms the lives of sinners every single day, turning them away from the world's false counsel and flawed reasoning toward the path of righteousness and ultimate victory. The Apostle Paul experienced trouble, perplexity, persecution, and rejection. All these were very real to him, but he also said there is a power that will enable a man to face such treatment without distress, despair, self-pity, or ruin. And it's the power of God. We can all have victory, but we have to seek God. Now, that's two things we have to remember. There is no human remedy for sin. The only cure for sin is Christ. So, it's only two things. In order for us to gain our peace and to find and to get to, you know, face the root of the problem, we have to seek God, because there's no human remedy for sin, and the only cure is Christ. One thing about Christ, he cleanses the sin and invites you to walk in the Spirit. And my friends, when I tell you it's an awesome feeling to walk in the Spirit, it's awesome. It just feels like you're just floating through life in a good way, in a very good way. Now, one thing about God, once you seek God's help, you can be free and not live in bondage. You can walk in the fullness of joy and not live in sadness, brokenness, or pain. So that's my how I overcame everything that I was going through. My number one thing I had to do was to seek God. I had to seek God, because without him, we can't do anything without him. We cannot do anything without God. We have to seek God for that help, because he is the one that truly, truly helps us to overcome anger, jealousy, fear, and bitterness. Now, that's another thing. A wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and in self-confidence. And you can find that in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 16. That's one thing we have to learn how to do, because, you know, sometimes we might find ourselves, you know, getting annoyed or aggravated with people, and then we start, and people just start, you know, raging off. When I say raging off, I mean just not even having any mercy on that person, it seems. We, as people, we have to learn that that is not the answer. It's truly not the answer. It makes no sense to go off on a person when you can sit there and talk to a person as, you know, as a respectful human being to solve whatever the issue is. But, you know, that's something that everybody has to make their own choices in life. One thing I know about God, he's a forgiving God, and he's a God that gave us the option to choose whether or not we wanted to do good or to do bad. So, you know, it's always a positive and a negative. So if you want to do bad things, it's going to be a negative response. But if you do good things, it's going to be a positive response. And that's what I want for all of us. I want for all of us to be happy, to be healthy, to be, you know, giving, to be cheerful givers, to be helpful to one another in a time of need, or just because. And nowadays we have so many younger generation that are just growing up, you know, depressed or angry. And that's one thing I always do. I pray against the spirit of depression, because once you have a child, because like my 14-year-old daughter, that's what I said, I use my life as an example for you. People be like, oh, well, how come you be putting your business out there? I don't feel as though it's putting my business out there. I feel as though that my testimony that I've went through, that God has allowed me to, that he has sustained me through, can be able to help someone else. And that is my, that's my ultimate goal, to be able to help other people through their trials and tribulations and whatever they might be feeling inside. Because it's not easy going through something by yourself. And if you have someone to go through it with, it's a blessing. It truly, truly is. It truly, truly is. So definitely have to, you know, just if everybody would be so nice to one another, it would be a beautiful thing. I know that's not reality, but it will definitely be a beautiful thing. But I definitely got to tell you, I'm going to switch it up for just a second. Definitely have to keep you informed on the corruption that goes on in Delaware, starting with Ms. Gretchen C. Gilchrist. Ms. Gretchen C. Gilchrist was my former attorney who dropped my case in order for her to become a commissioner at King County Family Courthouse. Now, Governor Jack Markell was aware that she had clients. All to do was to inform her clients that she would no longer be their attorney, our attorney. Well, first of all, Governor John Markell retaliated against me when I, you know, started voicing my complaint. Once I started voicing my complaint, the man just disregarded what I had to say. He did not acknowledge. He didn't even speak to me. He didn't contact me after several emails and phone calls to his office. He just always sent me straight to his chief of staff. Didn't even say, oh, not even bothering with this one. It's just another one. And still to this day, I have not spoken to him. But I'm going to keep on pushing for what I've been doing as well. But anyway, he confirmed Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist as a commissioner at Kent County Family Courthouse. So this woman, Ms. Gilchrist, is not qualified for the position at all. First of all, she lied on her board's and commission's application. She stated that the woman just lied, point blank. So I don't want her to be able to mess someone else's life up when it comes to the court system. Definitely don't want that to happen to anyone else. So if I have to be what they call the test dummy, then so be it. So be it. But at the end of the day, we have to learn how to, you know, just handle things. When it comes to Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist, that's why I said we have to learn how to handle things in a certain type of manner. Because when it comes to Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist, say I had to pray on it, oh, yeah, I'm still praying on it because I am not finished with Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist. Because Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist, she's holding a position that she should not be holding, number one. And number two is the House and Senate Executive Committee board members, they were fully aware of the evidence that myself and another client of Ms. Gilchrist presented to them about Ms. Gilchrist. Now, did they care? Did they do anything? I don't think so. They have orders passed down from Governor Jack Markell, who oversees what's going on. So I just have to make sure I continue to let, you know, the citizens of Delaware and the world know about Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist and her not being qualified. I mean, the woman just pretty much bounced with people's money because on the application, it's the statement that asked if she received any donation or any, you know, not donation, excuse me, any funds from clients or whatever. And, of course, she did. But on her application, she lied and said no. When it's asked her, would anyone have an object to her appointment? of course we were going to object. First of all, she was a one-woman show. Never could get in contact with her. And if she, when she did contact you, it would be, like, too late. I mean, two pieces, yeah, it would be too late. Just too late. So she just went ahead and, you know, the court just went ahead and still confirmed her. So just keep an eye out for that, because I will definitely keep working on that and working on that. Now, voters registration, that's another situation, dealing with the Attorney General and the governor. Now, my 14-year-old Missy Teller's daughter received a voter's registration card in 2015 in order for her to vote. Now, mind you, I just said she's 14. So you know this card had no business being made or being registered. So now I'm wondering who and how did she get a voter's registration card? Now, I've been waiting to hear from them, hear from the Attorney General's office, because it was sent up there when I contacted a young lady by the name of Miss Manlove, who worked in elections part. So, Kent County Family Courthouse and Sussex County Courthouse are, I mean, they're made up of people who I don't think really care. They truly, truly don't. They need to have open court sessions instead of closed sessions to find out or to hear everything that transpired. Because if you don't, that's how they get away with a lot of stuff. They truly, truly do. They get away with a whole lot. And we cannot continue to let these courts just do whatever they feel as though they want to do. Not at all. Got to start fighting. Got to start standing up for yourself. And when I mean fighting, I don't mean take your hand and go, you know, punch somebody or something like that. What I'm purely saying is we have to fight back when it comes to, you know, the knowledge. The knowledge. Knowledge is key, especially when you're dealing with especially when you're working with a group of people, you have to be on your P's and Q's, or else certain things like that will happen. So the last thing I want to happen is for Kent County and Sussex County Courthouse to disregard, you know, the parents and how they feel and things, whatever is best for their child. So Delaware corruption is real. It's too much going on right now in Delaware, but it's still a beautiful place to live. It's just that we have to come together in order for some type of change to come about. It's a must. It's a must. It's a must. Because, I can't sit down anymore. It's definitely time for me to get moving and to do whatever it is I need to do. This is the year 2017. 2017. So, I mean, let this be a beautiful year, a year of fulfillment, a year of joy, happiness, peace. I just want everyone to be happy. I want everyone to be, you know, fruitful. I'm not going to talk your ear off for too much longer. I just want y'all to know that overcoming sin is definitely, definitely possible. But the number one thing you're going to have to do, you're going to have to really, really, truly want it and go seek it from God. And you have nothing to worry about. So with that said, I appreciate you listening. And I love you all. And God bless. Tell someone to, you know, listen to the show. Sign on online. Listen to the show. So with that said, I love you and peace. In happiness.